Research paper: Comprehensive treatment of male psychogenic sexual dysfunction by sex therapy and psychotropic drugs without PDE5 inhibitors, presented at the conference, 14th Congress of Asia-Oceania Federation for Sexology held in Korea in 2016. Title: Comprehensive treatment of male psychogenic sexual dysfunction by sex therapy and psychotropic drugs without PDE5 inhibitors. The aim of this presentation is to explain the curative treatment of male psychogenic sexual dysfunction by sex therapy and psychotropic drugs without PDE5 inhibitors. Normal sexual response is restored, and the patient remains pill-free after 10 to 12 weeks of treatment with weekly or fortnightly sessions of sex therapy and psychotropic drugs. This reduces the PDE5 inhibitors' dependency and non-responsiveness later on. My experience as a sex therapist treating male psychogenic sexual dysfunction since 1996 in a Muslim society like Pakistan will be shared. Sexual dysfunctions are either predominantly psychogenic or predominantly organic. In predominantly organic sexual dysfunction, the psychogenic component varies from culture to culture. It is significant in conservative Muslim societies like Pakistan. In psychogenic sexual dysfunction, predisposing, precipitating, and maintenance psychological factors lead to performance anxiety or acute stress. The increased sympathetic tone and increased levels of adrenaline, epinephrine, and norepinephrine, are there. This presents as erectile dysfunction, ejaculatory dysfunction, orgasmic dysfunction, and low libido. I present a method by combining sex therapy with pharmacotherapy. In severe performance anxiety or acute stress of performance failure, PDE5 inhibitors are non-responsive, and if responsive, drug dependence and later non-responsiveness are major issues. Sexual response is normalized by sex therapy and balancing the autonomic nervous system with psychotropic drugs. The basic pathology in psychogenic sexual dysfunction is an imbalance of the autonomic nervous system leading to a dysfunctional sexual response cycle. Psychological factors that predispose, precipitate, and maintain psychogenic sexual dysfunction are treated by psychosexual therapy, sex therapy, which integrates cognitive behavioral interventions, system/couple interventions, and sometimes psychoanalytic interventions. Imbalance of the autonomic nervous system, causing performance anxiety or acute stress in sexual dysfunction, is treated by SSRIs, benzodiazepines, supported by yohimbine and testosterone, and sometimes by IC injection. This pharmacological intervention facilitates early recovery. Psychogenic sexual dysfunctions are very common in conservative Muslim societies like Pakistan, where masturbation and sex education are taboo, and late marriage is common. Masturbation and semen loss are perceived as causes of sexual dysfunction. Guilt feelings of premarital and extramarital sexual activities, due to religious beliefs, and fear of impotence by masturbation lead to sexual neurosis and are causes of the high incidence of psychogenic sexual dysfunction in Muslim societies. In my clinic in Lahore and Islamabad, since 1996, more than 85% of patients are below 40 years of age, and among these, more than 90% present with psychogenic sexual dysfunction. This is almost the reverse ratio to European and American studies. In organic sexual dysfunction, the psychogenic element is significant due to the social impact of being impotent, i.e. not a man, called namard in Urdu. The most common complaints are less erection or no erections, less ejaculation time and white semen drops on sexual stimulation leading to erection failure. The exclusion criterion is patients with HO psychiatric treatment or major symptoms of depression. I treated psychogenic sexual dysfunction patients by sex therapy counseling, SSRIs, fluoxetine 10 to 25 mg per day, and benzodiazepines, clobazam 5 to 10 mg per day, supported by yohimbine, 5 to 15 mg per day, testoviron eng 250 mg, and in some cases, IC alprostadil. Aphrodisiac food and regular physical activity are advised. In unmarried, masturbation was advised to confirm the improvement in sexual dysfunction and advised to marry and avoid extramarital relations. In married couples, regular sexual activity with reference to age is advised. In organic sexual dysfunction, mostly in diabetics and vascular problems, psychogenic element is significant due to cultural reasons. Treated psychogenic element as above, and in a good number of patients, normal sexual function was restored. Normal sexual functions were restored in 10 weeks of weekly sessions of sex therapy and pharmacotherapy. Drugs are tapered off after 10 weeks. In conclusion, in male psychogenic sexual dysfunction, normal sexual function is restored by sex therapy, counseling, and psychotropic drugs, SSRIs, benzodiazepines. This reduces PDE5 inhibitor dependence and later on non-responsiveness to PDE5 inhibitors.